back live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and we're kicking off the second hour of tonight's program. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be with you tonight. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind. We're open to a wide variety of topics, whether you want to talk about something that was brought up previously on the show, like we just talked about what a lot of people in America think determines the outcome of the Super Bowl, for instance, and we talked about ballot referendums earlier in the show. Whatever's on your mind, call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype. Just add lrn.fm as a contact, and we'll get you hooked up. Send us a contact request. We'll put you on the air from there. So, okay, gentlemen. By the way, I also want to let you know that if you want one page with all the ways to listen to Free Talk Live in one handy-dandy convenient place, look no further than listen.freetalklive.com.
Good advice.
If you go there, you'll find the links to the live stream so you can listen online, the radio affiliates that we are featured on, the satellite, we have a free-to-air satellite, also the webcam where you can chat with other listeners and see what we look like and all kinds of things like that, and the listen lines, which is a way to call a phone number and hear Free Talk Live from there. So all that, one more time, at listen.freetalklive.com.
It's, you know, we were just, Ian and I were just talking about all the options of listening, and we were talking about other shows, and, you know, Free Talk Live, I think, is available in more ways than, I think, just about any other program.
I think so, too. I think that's actually a totally factual statement.
We try very, very hard to make it easy for you to listen to Free Talk Live. We try very, very hard to make that process as low cost as possible for you.
And to even have it on KU band, that is amazing to me.
Right. I mean, and Ian's dedicated. He wants you to be able to hear in all different ways. And that's basically coming out of his money.
Yeah, that's out of his pocket. Yeah. Awesome.
So there you go. Gentlemen, let's go to the phones. I think Annie's on the line listening in St. Louis. Hi, Annie.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. I take it you are not watching the big game.
I am not.
So what did you want to... What did you want to chat about tonight?
Glad to hear your lovely voices.
Thanks, Annie.
I just wanted to make a comment that I heard that during the halftime they're going to have kids from the Sandy Hook. Oh, excuse me, Sandy Hook choir or something like that sing.
This is the same group of kids they released that single on iTunes a little while back.
Oh, and they're going to sell it for the proceeds to go to the victims,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
I heard about that. Yeah. Yeah, so they're going to have them performing during the halftime tonight?
I believe that's the case.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's exploitation.
Yeah, I don't think those kids really understand exactly what's going on there.
I think it's exploitation, and I don't like the message that it sends, that essentially when these traumatic things happen, it's a way to become a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But exploitation definitely at the top of the list.
So what do you think they're exploiting?
Also, I think they're using that whole incident to go after the Second Amendment.
I see what you're saying. So they're having these kids up there is somehow an indictment on the Second Amendment.
I don't think that these kids need to be dealing with the trauma of the incident with their parents at home. They do not need to be in front of millions of people around the world.
Exactly. Totally agree.
Yeah.
And this may be a reach, but when you were talking about how people, like one-third of Americans believe that God has something to do with the outcome of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If you, and, you know, I'm not a religious person. I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the satanic symbolism in this halftime presentation.
Yes.
I don't know if you believe in that.
Well,
but
I think Brian is very familiar with this, actually.
Quite an expert in the area of satanic symbolism.
That's true. I am a Satanist. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a Satanist. you're absolutely right. There are plenty of, as far as symbols go, I mean, there's like the two columns. There's one eyes, which is the eye of Horus or the eye of Ra,
uh-huh.
All of which gets laid out pretty much every year in the Super Bowl, as well as other major events. Those symbols are like real, and they're there.
And, yes. And a lot of people don't realize that, and that's one of the reasons why I will not even have my TV on while this is going on.
Yeah.
I'd rather listen to you guys.
Well, thanks Danny. Yeah, we're glad you're out there. Thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah.
Brian, I'm wondering.
I want to talk about satanic symbols.
Sure.
With you. I've wanted to do this for a while now.
This is a fascinating conversation.
Go deep.
So you've said that that it's amazing the amount of music covers. I think of album covers, but I guess they don't have albums anymore. But covers where like musicians only have one eye showing.
Right.
And first off, I think that the eye is an extraordinarily motivating human thing to look at. Like people want to look at eyes.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't see people making up the side of their neck, they're making up their eye. Women are using makeup on their eyes, so that draws
right.
people's attention to them. So people's, and George Bush Sr. said that, that's country music, is the window to the American soul or something. Anyway, the eyes are the window to the soul, it's been said. So I just kind of wonder, what's the big deal of one eye? I mean, sure, even if it wasn't a satanic symbol, people would probably do it anyway.
I don't know that people would do it anyway, because why just show one and why not show two? I mean, but that's not as big a deal. but this is a tough thing to lead into. It's not just the one symbol. There's a multitude of symbols.
Yep.
There's checkerboard floors. There's the color black, white, and red. There's all these things. And then there's the lyrics. And the other thing looking at the music videos, not just the cover of the albums, I mean, that's like the first thing that really sticks out. But then if you watch the music videos, the symbolism is absolutely rampant throughout it.
So you're talking about like robots and
pyramids,
diamonds, not
sure,
diamond
butterflies. I mean, and this is so, I don't know that this is something that can be described within 5 minutes, let alone even a 3-hour radio show, I have to say, unfortunately.
I can try to help you because Brian and I did have a conversation about this, and it went a pretty long time.
I'm somewhat incredulous. I mean,
I am too. I mean, and I think he is too, but it is, if you know about this stuff, if you are familiar with it,
uh-huh.
Then it starts to jump out at you, right? It's one of those, it called? A cognitive bias?
Ever since he said it, I'm now looking for people with one, with one eye.
Well, the next thing we can go down is corporate symbols. CBS is an eye. Target is an eye.
It's a Target.
Right, but it's an eye, and also on their dog Spot or whatever the dog's name is over one eye, and then there's Time Warner, their symbol is an eye, Wadget Eye Games, their symbol is one eye, and in fact a lot of these they're not, and here's the other thing, a lot of them isn't just the eye, they go ahead and they do the makeup essentially, or the line, they'll draw the line just like the Eye of Horus or
right.
the Eye of Ra. So it's not just an eye. Like, there's plenty of times where they're implicitly saying, no, this is...
The Time Warner could very well be a stylized Egyptian Eye of Horus.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
All right, and then there's NVIDIA. There's all these companies that just...
But it is something you watch, by the way.
Right, sure.
And then there are the arches, right, in some of the logos, like McDonald's or Motorola.
It's an M!
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is what these people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just.
Yeah, I have to say,
I'm
first
not saying
off,
I believe
I,
this.
Right,
but.
I don't necessarily subscribe to these ideas like that. There is some kind of satanic. I mean, obviously, I'm an atheist, so I don't believe that there's a Satan in the first place.
But there's certainly Satanists.
I think there are that. I think there are religions out there. There are superstitious enclaves, essentially, that. Kind of run things. I mean, and there's stories out of Hollywood where even like William Shatner and Ben Stiller and Henry Rollins were going to William Shatner's house for a party. And Henry Rollins said, he was talking to Ben Stiller and he's like, or Ben Stiller said to him, are they going to put us into a cult? And Henry Rollins was like, well, gee, I hope so. But the point is that, these things in the entertainment industry in particular, these cults do exist. That's not make-believe.
So what was their statement for believing that they were going to go into a cult? I mean,
just because it's that prevalent in Hollywood.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm interested in talking some more about this. Mark looks like he has some questions. So stand by. There's more coming up about the Illuminati here.
What
on
do you know about
Free
the Illuminati?
855-450-FREE. Call us with your thoughts, your stories. There's more coming up.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are going into conspiracy hour. No, I'm just kidding. But we are going to keep talking about the topic that we broached in the last segment, because I think it takes a little more than one segment to get into. But if you have thoughts, if you want to call us, 855-453. You can call us again at 855-453. Also, Skype, LRN.FM. Add us as a contact, and we'll get connected with you, and then you can call in.
So for my Bitcoin live read this evening, I want to quote something I've read on the internet, and I think it's fascinating. It's a little story, and you're going to have to follow along with me here. Imagine you built a perfect computer. Now forget about G-hash and megahertz. You built a computer, I guess these are names of big computers. You built a computer which used the absolute minimum amount of energy theoretically possible to record a change in a single bit, a 1 to 0 or 0 to 1. And we're talking about the limits of thermodynamics here. Nothing more efficient is even possible. And now you used most of the natural resources in our solar system to construct a Dyson sphere.
A Dyson sphere is a array built around the sun that can collect all the energy from the sun instead of allowing it to go out into the solar system and using it for your own power.
And covered the entire surface of this sphere with a single star system-sized supercomputer. Now imagine you could keep this supercomputer cooled, which would be difficult being right around the sun, at roughly absolute zero, and could do so without expending any additional energy. If you had captured that kind of energy with no inefficiency or loss, and the entire energy output of our star, and not just a day or a week, but continually until it burned out, you could not count from 1 to 2 to the 256th power before you ran out of energy. Just keep in mind, this is simply counting, just counting, not hashing, not comparing, not performing lookups, just counting 1, 2, 3 to 202 to the 256th power minus 1. Now, bitcoins use 256-bit encryption. It's not possible for a computer to count this high, let alone to, you know, break this with brute force. It's not possible because Bitcoin is secured by the laws of the universe. So I'll tell you how to get some Bitcoins coming up in the next segment.
Oh, my. What a cliffhanger there. Sorry, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE, or Skype LRN.FM. That's how to get in touch with us tonight. We had kind of got Annie had called in, and she brought in the idea of satanic symbolism. That was her phrase.
And
in the Super Bowl halftime show.
I'm not calling it the big game. They can come and sue me. Super Bowl.
Is there some kind of copyright on
that? I think
that
there is if you're advertising. I'm not entirely sure.
Gotcha. Good thing we're not. So, and, you know, Brian, I know, is familiar with this kind of stuff. Brian, you told me that you read this blog called, what was it, Vigilant Citizen?
VigilantCitizen.com. And it is a, yeah, it covers all this sort of stuff.
Okay, so if somebody's interested in this and they want to learn
more
about it,
they want to delve deeper,
more,
which I warn you.
Yeah, I warn you, too, because I think this stuff can become a rabbit hole, mm-hmm. and it can become really scary, too. You know,
yeah.
Like when you see things around you and you think that, wow, there's this vast orchestrated plot to, you know, control and undermine us. I guess that obviously exists with the government, but,
sure.
You know.
No, I want to say that
there's another one, too. There's the Illuminati or whoever they are. You
right,
know,
well, that's where
those.
The one-eye symbol comes from, the Illuminati, mm-hmm. the Illumined, and, you know, that's
these
like on the back
people,
of the dollar
right?
bill.
The illuminated ones, the smart ones.
Yeah,
smart
well,
ones.
Interestingly, the Illuminati, I actually, at least the original Illuminati from Bavaria, led by Adam Weishaupt, I consider good guys, because all they were, they were essentially that they didn't want any masters. They didn't want.
They wanted science to be an important way that people
right.
made
and
decisions. But the scientific process wasn't even created when they called themselves the Enlightened Ones, right?
No, it was. Baconian method existed
okay.
at that time. And in fact, they may be, I mean, that's getting into more conspiracy. They may be attached to Francis Bacon.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, they wanted to end the monarchy, which I think everybody would agree that was good.
Except for the monarchs.
Except for the monarchs. And right. And. So anyway, but I mean, this stuff doesn't just so it may come from good purposes, you know, and the Illuminati was real. That's important to state, is that it did exist. It does it exist still? I don't know.
I think that any secret society, and there are lots of them,
mm-hmm.
Even the Masons, which from what I can tell are a boring bunch of people that are trying to help their local communities. You know, a friend of mine is a high-level Mason. I'm asking him over drinks, and believe me, I'm grilling him as best I can. And from what I can tell, no connection. I mean, this is a good friend of mine, and I trust what he says.
Well, they don't get corrupted until they get to the 33rd. degree.
That's what he was.
Oh.
He was the 33rd degree.
Right, I'm just kidding. I think that mixed it up with the
Freemasons. Yeah, but they're 6 degrees above that.
Right, and that's what they say, right? So yeah. I don't know. You know, why hasn't he been introduced to those being this degree? And why wouldn't he even be able to say that? You know, that. So whatever. I don't know the answers to these, but anybody who's involved in a secret society just makes some people wonder. You know, like it just digs at their mind. What are they doing in there? They're talking about secrets and stuff. It just drives them crazy.
Right.
Yeah. No. The Freemasons. I mean, it's so tough. I don't know a lot of times to make of the Freemasons. They were important at one time.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that.
Basically all the founding fathers of the United States government were Freemasons.
Right. And that goes. And the founding fathers is an interesting place to take this from, because this country was not. Well, I think the bulk of Americans in the 18th, 19th century were Christians. The people that have led this country were not Christians by any stretch of the imagination.
Some of them were very pious Christians, but there were a surprising amount of them that were deists. And this was this is the Enlightenment period when you've got people that are putting aside ideas like religion
but,
and stuff.
But if they were just deists, they wouldn't have such a clear-cut symbology. Granted, which a lot comes from Freemasonry, but also Freemasonry gets a lot of its symbology from Judaism.
Okay.
In a lot of ways, they're one and the same. You look at the Washington Monument, and it's an Egyptian spire.
Yeah.
Just like you find in Egypt, and that's just
it's a
penis.
Phallic symbol.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what it is.
And Lincoln is in the Temple of Jupiter, right?
Yeah, Lincoln is in a recreation of the Parthenon, of the Temple of Jupiter.
But to some extent, these are just interesting architectural features. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a time frame when people would go after that kind of architecture.
Well, then we bring up the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
The Statue of Liberty was not supposed to come to America.
Okay.
The Statue of Liberty was supposed to go to Egypt. It was going to be the new Colossus of Rhodes. That was the whole purpose of it being built.
Rhodes? Yeah, Rhodes was in Egypt. I thought it was the Colossus. Never mind. I have to look
that up. Yeah, I mean, it was meant to represent
Rhodes
that.
Greece.
Right, but it's meant to represent that.
Okay.
But the point is that it's not an American symbol. It was never meant to be an American symbol. For whatever reason, France sent it here just because, whatever these people had in mind, they wanted to recreate, these pagan symbols. We're here.
So the Colossus of Rhodes is just another big. I mean, the only comparison you can make between the Colossus of Rhodes and the Statue of Liberty is that they're big statues. I mean, you've made an operative claim, which is that the Statue of Liberty was meant to be the Colossus of Rhodes, and the only real comparison is these are big statues.
No, but the problem is that it's not American. It was never meant to be American.
Okay.
Right.
And equally, the other point is that what is the Statue of Liberty? It's the goddess Columbia. It's the goddess Libertas.
She certainly has that Greek.
Which what is a Christian nation doing having satanic gods? As their symbols.
I'd like to zoom out on this in a moment here coming up. And if you have thoughts, 855 450 free, if you want to enlighten us, illuminate us. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
What? Who wants to be disease free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Free Talk Live, of course, is live every single night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're welcome to call us, bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype us on LRN at LRN.FM. Call us on Skype at LRN.FM. And it's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian of the Illuminati.
Mark, we are putting Brian on the spot. I gotta say, I feel kind of bad for the guy.
We are, but I think it's really interesting. And Mark, why don't you go ahead?
Right. Well, I said that I was going to tell people how to get bitcoins. I read a little something.
Yes, you don't have to join a secret society to get some bitcoins.
Speak for yourself. Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Bitinstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, and including your computer at home. And just about, there's quite a few countries you can do it in, but they're going to be adding more all the time. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then make the deposit. It really is easy. It's bitinstant.com.
Now, I mean, bitcoins are, I mean, the QR code that you usually use to transact bitcoins with, which is like
that
a little barcode.
Woman?
No, but that's the mark of the beast. And interesting, the Book of Revelation never actually says that there's going to be a one-world government, but it does say there will be a one-world economy, and that is Bitcoin, and I couldn't be more excited.
Okay. We've been talking about this conspiracy symbolism, and I mean, or satanic symbolism, Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, I guess. I'm a little bit of a newbie to this. I had pretty much completely ignored this whole topic until I met Brian, and he sort of gave me a succinct overview. From what I can gather, we do have a call in line that we'll get to in just a moment, but from what I can gather, you know, the idea, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, is that in pop culture, in logos, in government, in entertainment, there are symbols throughout you know, sprinkled throughout all of those things. And the symbols are things like we talked about before, like these one eyes, like the columns, like the checkerboard floor, transhumanism, broken mirrors, butterflies, you know, things that, anyway, all kinds of stuff. And they are, from what I gather, you know, they are there to worship, you know, this some kind of masters or handlers.
Right.
And beyond that, I'm hazy. I don't know what it means. There does seem to be an opposition to this stuff by Christians because it's viewed as a satanic
some
type
very,
of symbolism.
Very few Christians, I would say, are informed on this subject. But
yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
But the whole a lot of the people who document this stuff, like the blogger that I was talking about before that Brian showed me, you know, he seemed to be motivated by, like, he was coming from the place of a Christian who doesn't like this stuff because it is satanic and thinks that, you know, this is the symbol of the devil, right? And there's even the goat, right? Baphomet.
Oh, Baphomet. Well, that's
some
the devil.
Right.
Right. Well, it's a combination of other devils throughout history. I mean,
right.
You're
now,
looking at Set and Pan and
yes.
Now the question of why this symbolism is there, I'm not completely clear on. Like, what's the purpose of putting it out there in the open? I you know, some people say it's to flaunt it or something, to flaunt that there's a shadowy group of people that's in control of everything and they've got branches in government and entertainment and religion and everything, right? I have a lot of questions about this,
right?
But that's what I understand it to be. And Brian, what do you think?
Well, I mean, as for the reasons why they put this, especially like transhumanism and things like that, which I can't wait for transhumanism myself.
Mm-hmm.
That has to do with like what the RAND Corporation does, where it's like progressive. What do they call that?
Programming.
Progressively, yeah, like programming
getting
you
people
to get,
used to
yeah,
the idea.
Getting you used to these symbols and to the ideas and to how things are done. I mean, you take an example like Michael Jackson's video of Thriller. The song Thriller has nothing to do with the video, but the video is a ritual of someone dying, coming back from the dead. It's a satanic ritual, the whole thing. And they do that so that they can have the rituals without having to actually do them, or at the very least to get people used to seeing these things.
Mark?
I wonder, so, I mean, you know, I suppose the music video is peripherally involved in the song. I mean, I had the album, and, you know, it's about going to a thrilling movie, and so he makes a thrilling kind of horror movie.
But interestingly, that's the only hit of Michael Jackson's that he didn't write.
Oh, interesting. Well,
it was written by Rod Temple.
It was my favorite.
It was,
one.
Like, forced to be inserted in the song, or in the album. I mean.
I wonder how many of these symbols and things are just kind of inculcated. As a kid,
that's what I had thought initially, like, about the one eye thing. Like, is this just an archetype? Is this just something that looks artistic and so photographers insert it?
Mm-hmm.
And Brian said, you know, yeah, it could be, but there are also a lot of other symbols that pop up kind of easily. Right?
I can get to, like, the best example of all this, but we can go to the caller.
Okay, let's see what Crichton has to say. Crichton? Crichton?
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Doing great.
Brian, did you eat paint chips as a child?
No.
You guys are really off on a tangent here. First of all, I'm going to require that Brian make a little extra effort later and post up his resource, his citations there. Because he's real off on a tangent.
Yeah, put that on
hold on a second. I don't think Brian is saying that he necessarily, like, believes or endorses this stuff. He's just familiar with it.
Well, I'm familiar with it, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's start off with a premise here. The premise is that there is an elite group of wealthy conspiracy theorists, not theorists, but conspiracy members, the world around that has existed in some form or another in a secret society for centuries. If that is actually true, how come they haven't had better success? Because it's not really working real well for them. If you look at the world today, we at best we've got a set of competing elite conspiracies, and none of them are really doing particularly well. But let's specifically talk about the group that you talked about, the Scottish Rite Temples.
Okay,
I'm on the phone, Isaiah. It's my son.
Hello,
that's
Isaiah.
Cool. Hey. Hi, Isaiah.
My other children broke glass. Well, keep them out of the glass. I'm on the phone.
Crichton, we can put you on hold if you'd like. If you need to.
Yes, please. I'll be back.
Okay. Okay, yeah. We'll put you on hold.
That's kind of us. So one of my thoughts here, while we were talking about this, is when I was younger, in high school, I was fancied myself quite an artist. I even had some level of success in that area. And I drew a lot of things. And I can remember specifically, you talked about broken glass. I can remember a picture that I'd drawn with some broken glass and being held in a hand, and there was probably some blood involved in it. You know, I as a young man, I certainly liked, you know, kind of the macabre kind of things to draw, and I was by no means involved. I'm certain that I was not involved in the satanic cult, and that none of them were feeding me symbols to draw, but I probably drew more than one satanic cult symbol, and I'm wondering, you know, I know I drew butterflies too.
Right.
Because they're pretty. And
right.
And I'm just wondering, you know, are these things that are just inculcated in our society, so therefore they tend to come up over and over again? Are they attractive things? Or, you know, like, how does this... I know I wasn't involved in satanic cults, so therefore that had to be true, at least for me.
Okay, well, I'm sure they, you know, this group, you know, whatever that is, would be happy to inculcate you with these symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the clear-cut example to me that I think everybody can watch, and they can go to YouTube and look at this stuff, would be the 2010 MTV Music Awards.
Okay.
Where it starts off with Madonna coming out and giving her a big speech, and she's kind of dressed up like the goddess, you know, the high priestess, essentially Libertas. Then after that, there's a whole bunch during this thing. This is also the famous music awards where Taylor Swift got interrupted by Kanye West you know, Beyonce had the greatest video of all time. And this was similar to a college prank where she's getting initiated and they have to debase her, or, you know, she has to go through a hazing ritual. So that was the hazing ritual.
Conspiracy, all
okay,
right.
after that, then we go to Jack Black coming out, who was... He had just had a game come out called Brutal Legend, which is about a heavy metal game. And so he came out like a heavy metal guy, and he said, just like, all right, everybody praise Satan, you know, just like in heavy metal videos that, you know, that they're all satanic and stuff. Then
one wearing a Freemason costume or something.
Yeah, she was
like
wearing
that.
A clearly Freemason costume. Lady Gaga went through a life and death ritual, and then Taylor Swift ends off with a red dress.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, more with Crichton and more about this stuff. We'll talk about what's the point of all this coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian the Lizard Jew.
Mark.
It gets better every time. You can call us about anything. 855-450-FREE is the phone number. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And want to remind you that Free Talk Live gives away all of our old shows for free, or nearly all of them. Free Talk Live has been on for 10 years, and you can get the majority of those shows over at archives.freetalklive.com. And there you'll find MP3 archives and a little description of the topics that were discussed for each show.
Also, real quick, if you want to win a ProFlowers.com's $50 gift certificate, or actually it's a $50 gift card, go to news.freetalklive.com, get involved in our Twitter and Facebook pages, whatever they are, feeds, pages, whatever, and I'll be giving away these cards over the next couple of days there, so get involved and win one of these $50 gift cards. It's a great way to do it.
And if you win one, send Mark some flowers.
Oh, God. Send it to a loved one.
What's your favorite? Do you like lilies or roses?
I believe it. I'm a daffodil. I'm a daffodil man. I have always loved them.
Here.
I think that they're just the most delightful-looking flower, and I've got no problem saying it. I love daffodils. I have them planted outside my office, and I can see them when, that brief period in the spring when they come up.
It takes a real man to admit that he loves daffodils. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark. Okay, we were talking with Crichton, and he had a little bit of a family thing going on, but we're going to try Crichton again. Crichton, are you back with us?
Yes, crisis has been contained.
Good.
Okay.
Great. Good. Glad to hear it. So go on. We were kind of talking, I guess, to recap for anyone who's just tuning in. We were kind of talking about symbolism of whatever you want to call it, the Illuminati, the one world government.
The satanic symbols in pop culture and American culture.
Okay, yeah, there's a good succinct summary. And just to be clear, we were just kind of having a discussion about these ideas. Mark, I think, is pretty new to it. I'm new to it. Brian's a little more familiar with it. But I don't think any of us are really deeply into this, on board with it. I think we all have some questions about this stuff. And you do, too. Is that right, Crichton?
Not so much. I was big in this some years ago, and
mm-hmm.
I've pretty much came to conclusions of my own that it's really more hype than anything. Like, for example, let's take the Freemasons. You use the example that a lot of the founding fathers, especially the signers of the Declaration of Independence, were Freemasons. We know
right.
this now. We didn't really know that then, but we know this now.
Right.
But you have a problem with the concurrent claim that most of those same people were deists. The problem is that in order to join the Freemasons, one must be able to profess a faith in a monotheistic God.
Deists believe in are not necessarily excluded from believing in a monotheistic God.
Well, then we have a different definition of deist.
A deist believes, as I understand it, let me give you my definition. A deist believes that God created the world like a watchmaker creates a watch, and then let that world go like a watch. You know, a watchmaker is not making a watch work. The watch works on its own. He created the world to work on its own.
I would generally agree with that assessment.
Okay.
Well, by that definition, I'm a deist.
Okay.
But I go to church every day, and I'm very Christian. I just don't think that modern examples of interference that one might call a miracle is common. I think they're very rare, and they're mentioned in the Bible that way because they are, in fact, very rare, and they're noteworthy.
Yeah, they happen in waves. Like, there will be a good few hundred years, if not thousands of years, where they won't happen, and then suddenly a bunch of them will happen, and then they'll stop again.
Or be reported.
By the biblical record. But were you, right. So are you questioning that these symbols are satanic, or what?
Yes. What the symbols mean, what the person who put them there thought they meant. And they mean what people interpret them to mean. You talk about the all-seeing eye on the top of the unfinished pyramid on the dollar bill is a Freemasonry symbol. That's
right.
Correct. It is not the same symbol as the all-seeing eye in ancient Egypt, which is the all-seeing eye of the god of Ra. It means something different, even though it looks exactly the same. And it's important to consider the perspectives of the people who put it there. The person who originally designed the U.S. dollar and put those symbols there was himself a Freemason. He wasn't shy about that. He was very devoted to the idea. So it's not a strange idea.
All right, but what is a strange idea to me, and Israel has the same problem, the use of pyramids, especially for Christians, Freemason or not, to use a pyramid is like worshiping your enslavers.
No, because you're taking the perspective, the old perspective, that it refers back to Egypt. The reason.
What else would a Christian take a pyramid as?
Well, the same way that the people who wrote, who created the symbol on the dollar bill, the Freemasons that designed it,
right,
used it, the unfinished pyramid, as an example of an unfinished nation, an incomplete construction of a republic.
And so they use a pyramid of the people that were trying to kill God's people. I find that I'm very skeptical of that being in any way a good symbol. Israel has the same problem. A lot of the state buildings in Israel are pyramids, and I find that to be reprehensible to myself.
I understand that your perspective is that from that cultural perspective, but you are affected by your own viewpoint. They do not share the viewpoint.
It's not my viewpoint. It's the viewpoint of the book of Exodus.
Okay, let's review. The modern Israelites created these structures. They didn't do it from the perspective that you're claiming that they did. That's the problem you have. It's the person who made it, who designed it, that you have to ask the question why. Why did you do it in a pyramid? Did it have anything to do with Egyptians, modern Israelites, worshiping their slave owners from 1,000 years ago? It almost certainly does not. I mean,
Creighton, can I ask you, what changed your mind about this? You said that you used to be sort of a believer in this kind of stuff, and then you weren't anymore. What made you change?
I didn't say I was a believer. I said I was deeply involved in researching it.
Okay.
Okay.
What got me going is that the Freemasons, you talk about the Freemasons, I've known many Freemasons in my life. One of my best friends from high school, his father was a Freemason. He's a Freemason now. I've known many others. The thing about Freemasonry is it's secret for a very good reason. They've learned a hard lesson because Freemasonry is an organization that doesn't officially, but for practical reasons, has a heritage related to the Knights of Templar, which were destroyed by an edict from a pope accusing them of devil. devil worship.
Right, and this is where Friday the 13th comes from.
That is correct. That is where the belief in Friday the 13th comes from. Well, the problem is that it was a politically motivated event. The king of France owed the organization that was the Knights Templar a lot of money.
Right, and so that he didn't have to pay his debts, he killed off the Knights Templar. But what are they? So they're just hiding from politicians?
No, they've been burned, and that's what it comes down to, is they want to keep their secret. But here's the thing.
What's their secret?
Well, the secret is difficult to explain, and it doesn't make a whole lot of sense in the modern context. But if you read the original Book of Enoch, which was actually removed.
No, I understand. We're really going far.
Oh, real fast. I mean, there's a lot of research to be done here. But here's the thing. What they're protecting is not really relevant as so much as their reasons for doing so. They're protecting secrets because they've been killed before. A previous organization with the same primary objective has been destroyed because they were not secretive enough.
Creighton.
So they've been learned hard the way.
Creighton,
if you want to find out real secrets from them, and you know people that are joined, you can't get them to confirm anything for you because you can use negative affirmation to determine if you're wrong. They are not allowed to tell you if you're correct. They are allowed to tell you if you're way off base. So
Creighton, thank you for the call tonight, Creighton. We're going to have to wrap this up.
Yeah. So, Brian, what I want to know is, what conclusions have you drawn from your studies in these areas?
The
1 minute conclusion.
The 1 minute conclusion. Oh boy, that there are groups of people out there that want to control, and they're using ancient symbols perhaps to do it. That there may be a religion that's been around for a very, very long time. Freemasonry comes from Hiram Abiff, who is the person that actually built the original Solomon's Temple. I don't know if I can do it in a minute.
Do you consider yourself to be a conspiracy theorist?
Not at all. Not at all. And I don't believe in Satan. So
what separates it for you, the belief in this long-held religion and conspiracy theory? What's the difference? I mean, obviously, if there's a religion.
I think there's a religion that wants, there's a group of people who consist of a religion that want power, and they're just doing everything they can. You know, they're doing the rituals.
And maybe not being successful at it.
And maybe not being successful.
As we said. All right, 855, 450 free. It's been a really interesting discussion. And hour three is coming up here on Free Talk Live. You want to stay tuned. We're going to talk about a surprising thing that's illegal in Virginia. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.